Broadcasting from Florida Tech, it's WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. Good afternoon, and I am stoked to welcome into the studio Eric Swores from the Sebastian Inlet chapter of the Surfrider Foundation and former professional surfer Todd Holland to the studio. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
So, Eric, you have the Regular Joe Surf Festival, the fifth annual Regular Joe Surf Festival, taking place at the Inlet this weekend. Why don't you tell us about it?
Yeah, this is our fifth year putting this on, and it's been growing each year. And we are stoked to have a contest for the members and the general public down at the Inlet. And it's a fundraiser for our foundation, and also we benefit other organizations. And this year, we're highlighting the First Peak Project.
Now, the First Peak Project, a while ago, we had Justin from the First Peak Project, and they are trying to restore the Sebastian Inlet since they did some modifications to the inlet few years ago.
Yeah, back in 2001, due to the deterioration, the concrete and steel structural format of the jetty, they had to rebuild it. So they basically built a new exoskeleton jetty over the top of the old one. And it changed the dynamics of the First Peak wave generation.
Talking about the First Peak, now, Todd Holland, you grew up at the First Peak in Sebastian, basically, right?
Well, I would travel there as much as possible to surf it and practice. It was a great wave. It's one of the few waves that had a nice little wedge where you could get barreled even if it wasn't that big.
Did you use that as a training ground to make a pro career?
Well, yes, with the wedge, the way it was at First Peak, the wave had a little more punch, a little more power. So even if it was small, you could be able to practice maneuvers, whatever. So, at one point, I was pretty much making the trek down there every day.
And it had an international reputation, right? I mean, people from all over the world knew Sebastian Inlet.
Yeah, because even our area is known for small waves, but most people would be, oh, well, you still got First Peak. How was that?
Yeah.
Which nowadays, I go Spanish House or somewhere like that, because the wedge, unless it's a really lucky day, doesn't really work like it used to.
So, Eric, you got the Regular Joe Surf Festival, and tell us a little bit about this festival, because it's not a regular surf contest, right?
Right. This is a festival for fun, for people that want to act like a contest surfer or follow pro surfing, watch it online. You know, they can fantasize about being a pro surfer for a weekend. There's no elimination. You get four heats in the water at Sebastian, and without the fear of losing out and not advancing. So you can be a contest surfer for a weekend without any detrimental effect.
Now, you have some really interesting categories. You want to talk about those? I mean, these are very unique.
Right. We have six categories, and basically the average age is like under 40 or over 40. So we're trying to tune in the older people that work during. That's why the Regular Joe name.
They're not older. I think they're more mature. Right?
Yes, more mature. But we have suits and scrubs for the legal profession, doctors, lawyers. Surf and Protect is the police, paramedics, military. Forever Hippie is for the people that don't want to admit it, but you know who you are. Regular Joes is the working stiffs, and Regular Josies are the working women.
Now, and you have awards, right?
Much like a working stiff that in the old days would take their lunch in a lunchbox to work every day, our trophies are decorated lunchboxes by our local artist, Damien Scher. And they're really cool. And then it opens up and you have goodies inside.
Right. So the fifth annual Regular Joe Surf Festival kicks off at the Sebastian Inlet this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And you had to postpone it last weekend. I guess things didn't really work out last
weekend. Right. Even though, their power was off at the inlet due to Hurricane Irma, and it wasn't restored till this week. So due to state laws, we couldn't hold it. So, but there'll be waves this weekend. Hurricane Maria just is getting done thrashing Puerto Rico. I feel sorry for them. And it and Jose will be offshore this weekend. And we're guaranteed to have waves. And if you want to come out and join, you can go online, regularjoesurffestival.com. Tomorrow night, we're holding our second registration party at Coaster's Beer Garden in Indian Harbor Beach from 7 to 9. So you can come there in person if you want. and rub elbows with the Surf Rider people that are putting this contest on. Pick up your entry packet there, too.
Yeah. Now, at the contest this weekend, you'll have some other surfing celebrities, right? Todd Holland's going to be there signing autographs and things like that.
Yeah, we're lucky to have Todd. He was on the world tour for 10 years. We're stoked to have him and CT Taylor, Matt Keckley, Shay Lopez, Mimi Monroe, Nikki Vicens, Connie Arias. So we've invited a bunch of renowned surfers from local area.
Todd, are you going to be able to surf? Do you got a session going?
Yes, I plan on surfing the Dick Couturier expression session.
Again, if people would like more information about it, where can they go?
RegularJoesSurfFestival.com.
And there's still time to sign up if you weren't able to sign up last week?
Oh, yes. You can sign up even to the Saturday morning at Sebastian Lett Surf and Sport, which is just north of the inlet. And just to come down, we're having a Saturday night surfer stomp party, beer, food, music, live bands are playing. If you've never been to the Sebastian Lett Surf and Sport, it's a really cool rootsy surf shop. It's two stories. They have a lot of crafts from local artisans. And it has that one down the surfer stomp party, since it's down in the southern part of the county, it has kind of a Key West, Wild West type of feel to it. So
so whatever happens down there stays down there,
Stays down there. So you can come down and let your hair down.
So that sounds really fun. And the party, and it's just an old, you know, like an old school surf contest that's just fun with the activities and the music and everything. And this is a benefit for the Surf Rider Foundation for all the great things that the Surf Rider Foundation does. And for the First Peak project that is looking to restore First Peak, and they have some very interesting ideas. And Justin will be down there?
Justin, yes, he'll be putting on, he has a little slideshow presentation on the past and present and hopefully future First Peak. So you can come down to the party on Saturday night and learn all about that. And he's a FIT grad, ocean engineer, works for a wave park business, and he has a really good solution for wanting to restore First Peak back to its former glory.
So this is a great contest to hang out with your friends and surf in these very interesting divisions, and perhaps you get to surf against Todd Holland as well.
Yeah, and there's supposed to be waves, so
you guys are definitely going to get waves, right?
Yeah,
so see some great surfing and everything, and it's all for a good cause for the Surf Rider Foundation and the First Peak Project. We've been speaking with Eric Swores of the Sebastian Inlet Chapter of the Surf Rider Foundation and former professional surfer Todd Holland, who will be surfing at the Regular Joe Surf Festival this weekend. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to it.